With the Great American Eclipse happening on Monday, April 8th, it is no surprise that our top stories right now are all about the eclipse. So let's take a look at what people were saying and now what people are going to be saying moving forward. So here, Michael Snyder writes, is it just a coincidence that a magnitude 4.8 earthquake hit our largest metropolitan area just days before 4.8? Now, in this is really, there's a lot of unique comparisons and paradigms that he's looking at here. This is the largest earthquake to affect New York City since 1884. It turns out that at the United Nations in Midtown Manhattan, the Security Council was addressing the Israel-Gaza conflict and was interrupted during that time. It's a very interesting thing. Apparently, the preliminary 4.8 magnitude earthquake struck near Lebanon, New Jersey. Lebanon is the name of a Middle Eastern country that is near Israel and could potentially be a key battlefield moving forward. And there's some other interesting coincidences. And I also want to share with you this picture in this article of the Statue of Liberty getting zapped with electricity the day before the earthquake. Is it just a coincidence or is there something more? Is God trying to get our attention? And if he's getting our attention, what is that message? Is this America's Nineveh moment? So talking about repentance, this is what we need to be looking out for. Yes, the eclipse has already come and gone. Is North America's biggest eclipse audience ever? Thanks to the densely populated path that it will take across the United States and or rather that it took across the United States and all the social media buzz that was surrounding it. So there was more people that went to view this eclipse in totality. And because it crossed over major metropolitan areas, which is not the normal thing for an eclipse to do. It's very unique to see the attention that this has drawn. And our top article right now, what does this April 8th eclipse mean, by Anne Graham Lotz? She's quoting a scripture from Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be lights in the sky to separate the day from the night and to let them serve as signs. So if these are signs in the skies, if these are signs in the heavens, then what do these signs tell us? What are they meaning? And some people have been giving extra meaning to it, but what is our response? And our response always needs to be turning to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith. And he's going to be the one that takes care of us. This is John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com.